Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm in virtual company of Lone Scherfig and Soren Bale, showrunner and director of The Shift, screening at the 72nd Berlinale in the Berlinale series.
Very, very nice to meet you. I'm honored.
Nice to meet you.
And I love the show. So, and I feel particularly connected in this moment in my life. So that's a plus, but I wanted you to know. So let's start. First of all, as an introductory question, what's the genesis of The Shift, Lone, and for Soren, how and why did you come on board of this project?
Yeah, I can start. Well, actually, I joined for a number of reasons. Lone, definitely being one of the major reasons, because I've been a great fan of her work for a long time, and we knew each other just sort of a little bit beforehand, but we've never worked together. And I like the stories that that she has. And the films she's done before, because they always feel very, very real and very relevant, even though they have sort of a sometimes a little poetic look upon them. And then we had a long talk, and I read the script, and then a lot of questions jumped into my mind. First of all, I was this is an extremely female space. We're entering in this project, and that can be an advantage for me as a director, being a man, because and I don't have any children as well, so I really felt how can I connect to this project, and thousands of questions popped into my mind, and this is extremely useful as a director. I don't have any prejudice about this space in the first place. I can enter the whole project with an open and curious mind. And of course, when I read the script, I also felt that it has what all good script has. It has a strong arena, but basically it's about the human condition. In all good stories, at the very core is a stab into a specific place in a human condition. And this was very strong in this project as well. And the arena was so interesting and so condensed of all the things that matter in this human condition: life, death, children, and love, and all the greatest things in a human's life is boiled down to this arena. These things combined made this a project that, I mean, it was not an option for me to not join this project. This is how I felt about it. And then, of course, all the other things start to arise. How do we emphasize all these things? How do we distill all the most important moments in this story to make these ideas stronger and more present and have a greater impact on the viewer all along? And combined with a million of technical challenges, of course, as well, when you're shooting in a hospital situation with babies and women giving birth all the time. But these are the major reasons why this is, I found this an extremely relevant and interesting project that would challenge me utmost as a director as well.
No, it's nice to hear, because it feels like a long time ago, even if it actually everything has gone very fast. But I agree with Søren that this arena is so, there's such density and complexity about the most important things some of the most important things in life. And that was one of the reasons why I thought it would be appealing to work with and relevant for the audience, and you can also try to do something that is really emotional and where the feelings come from a true place rather than a soapy place. But there is a big love story in the season. And of course, you also have a group portrait of who are the next generation of parents, and what world is it that we give birth to, our feed our, or send our newborns into. And so there are a lot of aspects, and that too, I think, is essential for something that's not super plot driven. It's driven by babies who want to be born, and that's the main dramatic engine. There's no crime plot, or it's been interesting to work in a different dramatic construction, because you don't have this whodunit or who wants what and why can't he, and all these things that you can usually hold on to in a often hold on to in a TV series. It's a different beast, and it's been fantastic to work with it. Not always easy. It's big roles, and it's huge situations for the actors. They would come in the morning, give birth, have the most joyful moment of their life or the biggest sorrow, and then, okay, bye-bye, see you on a different film. So it was super concentrated. But but the set, it's all, we built the hospital. And so everything is shot there. It's like a dogma rule that everything has to take place there. And that also gives space for totally concentrating on story and making the inner logistics and the emotions work, rather than, you know, finding a parking space near a location somewhere. So that gave a lot of focus. It's very stripped. The costumes are stripped. The set is just this pale Scandinavian light tied into nature. So there is very little to embellish the series with other than truth. And Søren, when Søren came on board, he immediately aimed for authenticity. That was, it has to ring true. It has to feel plausible. And I think that was an important angle because it took the soap away.
Yeah, I have to say that about that. I read what you wrote in press notes. You said, I want to surprise the audience about through the suspense and psychological drama of the series, but also with showing the majesty of life told in a truthful, unsentimental manner. And I have to say that the unsentimental part hit me, because among the things that I love the most about the show so far is that you're not trying to tell me and the audience how I'm supposed to feel about certain things.
That's good. I hope that there's also a mother's daughter story between Ella and her mom, who enters the series little by little. So it is this motherhood and fatherhood. We've also studied the fathers in this series. Of course, you have, in total, maybe 20 young fathers who are 15, 20 young fathers and the same young mothers who come in. And this pursuit of giving a true portrait of every single person who just comes in and has a life-changing day has been fascinating. And I think the casting director has done a really good job, because with each episode, you have one amazing actor after another coming in. And then you have the core, Ella and her colleagues, where they have the long arc where you follow them, each of them throughout this period of time where all their lives change in one way or the other.
I have to say that I'm a huge fan of medical dramas, and but they all have these rules showrunners and directors tend to follow. I mean, suspense, inevitable drama, extreme situations, and here I found a different tone. I would call it human tone. So everything can happen, but with a more realistic pace. So how did you both work on that? And why did you think that this could be the key to look at this specific world of the maternity world?
Well, I think actually it comes down to trusting the material and trusting the scripts. What we talked about before, that life is so condensed in this place. There's no need for bells and whistles and a construction of feelings or something that feeds you how we want you to feel. Just observing what is going on at this place can be an extremely emotional and strong experience. And especially if you abstain from trying to force feed it into the audience, just lean back. And of course, the difficult thing is to make everything, as Lone said, ring true in a scene. Because if that doesn't happen, then we have a big problem. That magic does happen. This place, we don't have to force it. We don't have to make a fake construction of it. And that was probably one of the rules we had when directing the scenes. I hope you agree, Lone.
I do. I think I wish we had had this conversation before I started directing. I directed the last two episodes, and it's really it's good to know, because of course my insecurity is, this good enough? Is it would spill in on my work? Whereas if you had decided, okay, I'll just lean onto it and do whatever I can to make it as work as well as possible.
I think actually an interesting thing about this is if it really works, it looks easy. It looks light. It looks like we're just there observing with the camera. But the process of making that happen is extremely difficult at the same time. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult. It looks easy, but it is extremely difficult at the same time.
There's something that Sophie Grubble made me think of when I spoke to her. That is that I don't like to think about TV series or films as to necessarily have a message to forward to people. But at the same time, I found this series to be useful to depict a world and a line of work a lot of people don't know anything about or know wrong things about. What do you think?
Well, I think actually in the Danish healthcare system and the UK healthcare, your NHS, have a lot in common, and the admiration for people who work there is a strong driving factor for this. There are political issues in the series because they are undermanned, and it's a constant political debate in many countries, I'm sure, if our midwives have the status and the resources they should have. And if we treat, at some point, there's a character, Wilhelm, the young midwife student, who says, I suddenly realized that if it had been men giving birth, there were so many things that would be different. But it's not necessarily a very political or very feminist story. If there is a message, it's more a message of a tribute to these people and to the way they hook up as colleagues, to the way they don't deal with unimportant things, that they too live a life with really strong values, which I think happens to you when you are this close to life and death every single day. There's just a lot of nonsense that you don't care about. And that's something to describe and to learn from, I think. We all had the same way. Sophia and Søren and I and we all went to a real maternity ward for research, and we came back flabbergasted with being impressed by the way they work, the friendliness, the tolerance, and the very, very concentrated overview that they have, at the same time as being loving and light and understanding, and it's something you can learn from as a filmmaker too.
One last thing, I'm curious, how did you choose the stories to portray? I mean, what were the things that you always had to have in mind while writing and directing the stories?
The stories are created to reflect the main characters. So when something happens in the main character's life, we will choose to check in on them the day where somebody comes in to give birth who can illuminate that conflict. And that's the system of it. So it's not a list of different types of complications you can have as a mother giving birth. It's sometimes they'd be really happy, people who come in. Sometimes it would be a conflict between the couple or a mother-daughter conflict reflecting Ella's mother-daughter conflict or something like that. But the construction is that it's they are there to, which is tricky because you have the most important things happen to the characters in the periphery compared to the main characters who just lead their everyday lives. So that is how we did it. Find out what's the main conflict of each of the main characters and then find that the people who come in help or complicate that story. It sounds super technical, but a lot of the writing has actually taken place like this. So we had no writer's room because of COVID. And the walking up and down and leaning on a chair and smoking and your legs out of the window and all that, we didn't have that. So it's a bit more, in a certain sense, mechanical, but then later on it loosened up. And of course, the actors too have had some influence on how they would interpret each character.
Grazie.
And we've been talking to Soren Bale and Alone Scherfig, director and showrunner of The Shift, screening at the 72nd Berlinale in the Berlinale series section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.